Welcome to the AMC Stock Story Podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and this is not financial advice, and I am not a financial advisor. This is solely for entertainment purposes as I talk about my experiences of investing in AMC stock and becoming an AMC ape. Episode 7, the AMC Ape Army. So what's it like being an ape? You know, I remember when GameStop had its big surge in January. And, you know, being totally outside of it, totally removed from it, I didn't use Reddit. I knew about it. And, you know, it was a funny feeling being totally removed from it. And it's funny, I actually was doing a Kickstarter at the time. And I had these cards and I gave them personalities. And one of the cards actually was investing in GameStop. And he had invested at the top of the market at $400 a share, and he was explaining to his friends how, you know, it had ballooned up to 400 at this pace, and he's like, hey, you know, if it keeps up at this pace, it's going to be, you know, $50,000 a share. And his friends, you know, explained to him, he probably should check in with his broker because GameStop had tanked at that point. And that's, I said it before, that's where I thought the story ended. But actually, GameStop came back. You know, it did come back, and it's not to $400 necessarily, but, you know, it's still there in the, you know, two, sometimes 300. You know, right now it's a little below 200. But my point is, I was an outsider looking in on it. And, but I said, as I've said in previous episodes, you know, if they did it again, I wanted to be in on it, because these opportunities don't come around that often in life. And to be able to have explosive growth like that in the stock market is rare. You know, it happened to be one time with Facebook stock. My Disney stock has done well. You know, it's hard to pick those stocks all the time. And in those situations, it took years for that stuff to, you know, 10 years for them to really get to those high levels. So at any rate... So when I bought in, you know, it takes you a little while to say, okay, well, I'm an ape now. You know, I have my stock and I guess I'm an ape. And you start learning about, well, what does this mean? What does that mean? Especially if you're an inexperienced trader like myself, investor like myself. And there are, you know, a lot of things like, well, what's DD? Well, DD is due diligence. And there was like, you know, fear of missing out money, which is, you know, FOYO, or, you know, whatever it is. You know, all these little things that you learn. So that's been interesting, learning about that. But what I want to talk about is the feeling of purpose. Now, I've never served in the military. My dad was a West Pointer and I was an Army brat growing up, but I never actually served myself. But, you know, I'm a fan of military history. And one of the things that's interesting to me is, especially during World War II, where there's a draft, and not so much nowadays where it's an all-voluntary service, you kind of get a certain type of person going into the military now. And unfortunately, they have a burden that's not shared with society on a broader scale. But at one point... You know, you did have everybody served in the military, whether you were drafted or it was a bigger deal, or if it was a war or peacetime draft. But you had all these people coming together for a purpose. And you came from all, some people came from the city. Some people, you know, were country. It's like the war cliche. You know, you see the platoon and there's the guy from Brooklyn and they're country bumpkin. And, you know, you just have all these diverse people coming together for a certain cause and to fight an enemy. So there's part of that that I've enjoyed, that, you know, I was pretty isolated, you know, in Oregon. I wasn't doing a whole lot. I have my circle of friends that I interact with, and we do, you know, Zoom calls every so often. But that's the extent of my groups. So to all of a sudden be pulled into the ape community with this investment has been interesting. Like, I've invested in other things. I was invested in Facebook. There's no Facebook ape group in my Disney stock. There's no, you know, there's no Disney ape group. So it's kind of unique being a part of this. And, you know, that's the interesting thing. And especially in a country that's very divided politically. And you wonder, you know, are we ever going to get together again as a country? And I think what's been interesting about this time period is I'm pretty sure a lot of people posting memes or doing tweets, and then, you know, you'll see someone tweet something and you'll like it and you'll retweet it. And the reality could be, you know, you could be a hardcore Democrat, and the person you're retweeting and you're liking, they could be a Trump supporter. And you would never know it because you're both focused on AMC. And that's an aspect that I like. I think we definitely have more in common as Americans, and then in a broader sense, in the people in the world, you know, different nations. We all have more in common than we have our differences. I think most people, you know, we want to work, we want to be with our families, we want a good life. That's it. And it's a shame that a lot of people manipulate us to hate other people. They profit from that. A lot of these opinion makers, that's their business. And they don't make money if you don't hate someone and cause that fear and panic and distrust. That's how they make really good money doing that. And they're not going to make the same kind of money encouraging you to get along and find common ground. And that goes both ways. You know, we're all guilty of that. But what's been nice with the ape community is it's about coming together in that single purpose, buying the stock and holding it. And one of the reasons why we hold it and they encourage you to is it, yes, it raises the price, but there are a lot of people that have tons of shares and they bought in super cheap, $2, $3, $5, $10, right? So if the stock goes to $1,000, you know, $5,000, they're millionaires. But the people who could only afford to buy one stock, five stocks, 10 shares, and they bought it maybe at $50. Those other people that got in early, they often say, we're holding for you. We're holding for the new apes. We're holding for the, you know, instead of telling everybody exactly how many shares you have, you're supposed to just use an X. So some apes are 1X, meaning, you know, they have less than 10 shares. Other people might have, you know, less than, you know, between, you know, 10 and 100, and they might have 2Xs. But, you know, they say, we're holding for you 1X apes. We're holding for you 2X apes. How that comes to play out when this happens, we'll see. You know, human nature is human nature. You ever been in a parking lot, you know, at Christmas time or just a Costco on the weekend or Whole Foods? There's a great, great music video. It's Getting Real in the Whole Foods parking lot. Check that out on YouTube. And it's true. You know, when things get real and these numbers start going up, you know, $300 a share, $1,000 a share, $2,000 a share, and people look at their bank accounts and there's six figures in there. And if they cash out, then they'll know they'll have that six figures or $1 million. It's going to be interesting. You know, obviously the goal is to hold as long as we can and make sure everybody gets paid, no matter how many shares you have. But it's nice to be a part of that community. And it's also, you know, recognizing, you're up against a big, you know, enemy. We're going up against the big boys on Wall Street. And I think of it this way, the bond that you have, that you're going to war with these people. And, you know, not to get too political, but I'm a Democrat. And there's a part of me, when I look at the government, and I say, why aren't they doing anything? Why is the SEC silent? Now, they seems like maybe they're starting to take action and starting to maybe manage this, which is good. Nothing totally official, but there's some rulings and stuff going on that was announced on Friday that looks pretty good. Like they're finally going to start managing this a little bit, which is good. But I had this feeling like, listen, if you don't stick up for us apes and the retail investor, and you're just going to watch, you know, 4 million, maybe more investors get robbed by hedge funds and do nothing. If you think I would ever support a Democrat after that, I'm not saying I'd support a Republican, but it would change things for me. You know, when you have skin in the game and, you know, you feel like you've been wronged, And people take, you know, money off your, you know, take food off your plate, food off your table. It's a different, I hope it doesn't come to that. I hope the SEC starts to take action and I can feel good about my government. And at that point, I think the good thing about that is, one, they'll get a lot of money from all these short-term, you know, capital gains. But hopefully people will appreciate that. And some of this money that we get will support candidates to support Wall Street reform. And maybe that will be an issue. And, you know, if you are a candidate, even if you're with my party, if you don't support it, you know, maybe you support a primary opponent for that person. And there's going to be a major shift. Because, and it's true, a lot of Democrats do take money from Wall Street. I won't lie. I'm not, I'll be honest. But there's that feeling like, hey, the people that went to war, my fellow apes, that's my party now, the ape party, that we went to war together and we risked it. Some of us risked small amounts of money that might be a big percentage of that person's savings. That's all they could risk. And other people, you know, raised a lot of money. And, you know, when you do that with someone, you share that bond with somebody, you know, it's special. And that's what I enjoy about this, that after the fact, if this does squeeze, you'll know that the people you went to war with are the ones you really support. I mentioned in other podcasts that I reached out to people when this happened, rightly or wrongly. Wrongly, I kind of think now, because it's been so stressful, and so I didn't know how, to be honest, how corrupt the system was and the setup was and how rigged it was. And I feel bad that I encouraged people to invest in this rigged system. I still think we can win. I'm still investing. I invested on Friday. I bought more shares on Friday. But I feel bad that I encouraged people to, you know, invest in a rigged game. Hopefully it will still pay off. But some people did. Some people didn't. I called people, old friends that I cared about, and I thought, you know, they deserve a break. And I would leave them this message, and I know it probably sounded really crazy. A lot of people got the message. They didn't even bother to call me back to clarify. I just never heard from them. Not an email, and they probably thought, Jesus, this, you know, Russ is trying to, you know, get us to go in on a pyramid scheme, you know. And I feel bad about that. But some people actually got on the phone. It was an old friend of mine, and we talked for 2 hours about it. And it turns out he did. He went on and he did invest. And we were, you know, we're in it together. And at first it was good. Stock went up. It was awesome. But then the stock went into the 30s and it wasn't awesome. And I called him and I touched base with him and I said, listen, it looks like this is just being manipulated. It's being ladder attacked. Hang in there. And I think he felt the same way about it. You know, my father-in-law, my dad, I got them in. I was really proud that they took my advice and invested. And if we come out of it, you know, we'll have a bond together. And my younger brother, you know, he invested too. But the people you that actually listened to you and invested, and I knew other people that did. And then when the stock went down, they sold. They got out. They didn't believe in it. You know, they believed their eyes. They didn't believe, you know, with their hearts. So, you know, it's an interesting feeling that the people you go to war with, you know, you have special bonds with those. Like I said, I'm not a soldier. I've never done that. But I know the people I went to college with. You know, you have a special bond with those people. You go through these, you know, formidable experience, and they're usually your friends for life. So that's what it's like, you know, being in the AMC ape army. It's kind of cool. You know, all you have to be in is buy a share. One share of AMC and you're in, and hold it. That's the other thing. You got to hold it. You know, if you're just going to day trade it, and if you need to sell it at a certain point, that's your right. Nobody can tell you when you can and can't sell. That's your right as a free human being. It's just that in this movement, for it to really pay off, everybody has to hold. If everybody just sells, the stock price will not go up, and they'll be able to get out of the short squeeze as, you know, without as much damage as if, you know, everybody held on to those shares. So I want to tell this story. You know, it's funny, like, you talk about being in the service or, you know, being in war, and obviously, you know, how this has changed my life. You know, I get up early. I'm on the West Coast, so the pre-market is at 1 a.m., and if I'm up, I stay up to watch the pre-market. Sometimes I try to get to sleep, And then if I wake up in the middle of the night and it's close to 1 o'clock, I start watching it just to see how it's doing. And a lot of times it depends. If I plan on buying or not. If the stock is, fairly high up, I'm not going to buy any more shares. But when it dips down into the 30s, and you've bought, not all your shares, but you've bought some shares at, in the mid 50s, buying it at 30, in the mid 30s, that's like a $20 discount to what you'd done before. And it's nice to pick a few of those shares up. So if that's going on, I want to pay attention to pre-market and everything going on and try and figure out when the best time, to buy is, at least for myself. But it's kind of like you're just always on edge. It's a huge investment. It's hard to just kind of turn off and focus on other things. Sometimes you're forced to, family, or you go on a trip. We went on a trip and we were at a water park. And what was nice is we didn't have our cell phones, so for the whole day we barely checked our phones to see how the stock was doing. And that was nice. So you force yourself to take a break, which is good. But this is the kind of investment you do need to keep an eye on, because when it does pop and it does go, you want to be there to make sure you whenever you plan on exiting, you don't want to miss your exit with the stock. So that's very important. But I kind of have tunnel vision. I don't do a whole lot except, focus on the stock, watch YouTube clips on it, keep checking Twitter. And you're just looking for any kind of nugget, anything. Now, in the beginning, it was a bigger deal because I was making a decision on how much I wanted to invest. But you're into it. But, I'll talk about a couple occasions. A lot of people live stream the stock ticker. And, if you wake up and you go on YouTube and you can just do a filter for live streams. And it's funny, you're just sitting there and you can see other people watching it. And you just feel like a soldier. Maybe you're a soldier, at the base camp and you're up and, you're just talking to other guys, about, what's going on and what's happening. And, you just feel like a part of that group. And then there are other people that just, don't know anything about it, don't care. And it's interesting having those two worlds, that you have the world of the AMC ape, and then you have your civilians that, just aren't involved. And I always wonder, especially in the beginning, I was a little more naive, and I thought it was going to squeeze a lot sooner than it did. But I kept thinking, God, what are people going to think when this happens? And if, let's say, the craziest theories happen, and this goes for $100,000 a share, $50,000 a share. What are those people that didn't know about it or heard about it and didn't do anything? What are they going to think? I think about the people that I called, and never reached back out to me, just either, tell me they did it, to tell me, to get more information, or to, wonder what's wrong with me. Like, what will they be thinking, if AMC pops and it goes for, they see about these people becoming instant millionaires when they sell it, $5,000, $50,000, $100,000 a share. And they'll go, oh, that's what Russell was talking about, it'll be interesting. And you'll have this whole new world, imagine what it must have felt like, you're a soldier in World War II. And, you just defeated, Germany and Japan and the Axis powers. How do you feel about yourself that you saved, the world from tyranny? It's probably a pretty good feeling. How do you think the apes are going to feel that they believed in this, they held together, and now a lot of apes have life-changing money? It's going to be pretty special, and it'll be a pretty special bond. It'll be interesting to see what they do with it. What happens now that the ape army has won the AMC war? What do they do with their money? Do they just go out and buy Lambos, live selfishly, go to Vegas? Do they start a political revolution next, going after candidates that don't take Wall Street to task? Do they start businesses? What other stocks do they invest in? It'll be interesting to see what happens to the ape army after the AMC short squeeze. And it'll be interesting to see what I do after the short squeeze. And it's going to be even more interesting to see what happens to the AMC YouTubers, what kind of careers do they have if this thing pops and that permanently establishes the Ape Army and the Wall Street Bets as part of the stock, you know, trading industry. Be interesting to see what happens. And on my next podcast, I want to talk about some of the AMC YouTubers that I watch and tell you, you know, my feelings about them when I watch them. And that'll be on the next episode.